brings a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the grapes in Concord. Pour yourself a tall glass of news. Retrotone News celebrates episode 19. Woo-hoo! From the trusted psychic mediums, guardian angels want Raj to know that he will be embarking on a new and exciting journey. This goes for you too, listeners far and wide. The number 19 signifies you have conquered all you have set out to seize, and you are ready for the next big locomotion. Just like this show, the angel number 19, like the angel number 91, is rallying you, and Raj, not to shy away from new escapades. You need to be braver than ever. You need to trust your instincts all the more. Furthermore, you need to listen to the message the universe and the angels are sending you. Keep listening to this newscast. In school lunch and yogurt manufacturing news. What do you call a PB&J without the peanut butter? Raj calls it boying. The Warwick Public Schools in the old ocean state of Rhode Island announced last week that to curb their problem with lunch debt, accruing to nearly 77 grand, they would serve only jelly and sun butter sandwiches to students with outstanding debt. What the f*** is sun butter? Shut the front door, Frankie. Chobani and other companies have furnished over 150,000 bones to the school district. Additionally, two GoFundMe pages have raised 57,000 bones and 48,000 bucks, respectively. The kicker? The school walked back its decision after the backlash. Raj is thrilled to see the goodness of the human heart spread on thick. Snack away, kiddos! Now, a word from our sponsors.
Is Smucker's grape jelly your favorite?
Naturally.
Did you know that Smucker's has no artificial ingredients?
Naturally.
You like the fresh taste of strawberries in the morning?
Naturally.
Smucker's is naturally good because it's naturally made. No preservatives, artificial flavoring, or coloring. So naturally, Smucker's is America's favorite. Do you like the big 18-ounce jar?
Naturally.
Do you think with a name like Smucker's, it has to be good?
Of course.
Welcome back, folks! In entertainment news, a fond farewell to Hollywood royalty. The New York Times reports Doris Day, the freckle-faced movie actress whose irrepressible personality and golden voice made her America's top box office star in the early 1960s, died on Monday at her home in Carmel Valley, California, at the age of 97. Miss Day, in my opinion, was the last great actress of the golden age of Hollywood. And another Hollywood giant and comedy genius, Sim Conway, died at 85 from complications from a long illness. Best known for his work on The Carol Burnett Show, Conway was a plenteous performer and satirical writer all through his career. May your light shine brightly from Hollywood Hills in the sky, Miss Day and Mr. Conway. Ooh, it's time for the day in history. This day in history! 1770, Marie Antoinette, at age 14, married the future King Louis XVI of France, who was 15. 1914, the American Horseshoe Pictures Association, AHPA, was formed in Kansas City. 1929, the first Academy Awards were held in Hollywood. 1965, SpaghettiOs were sold for the first time. 1966, the Beach Boys album Pet Sounds was released. 1985, Michael Jordan was named Rookie of the Year in the NBA. 2019, Gen X Grown Up releases a new podcast on the Evergreen Podcast Network. Raj can't wait to hear another podcast that celebrates the retro in life. No, really, you should really go listen to Gen X Grown Up on Evergreen. Right now. Let's saunter to the library for Polly's Poetry Corner. Rippling along the shores of memory, an excerpt from one of my cherished authors, John Ciardi. A poem for a soldier's girl. This takes Raj way back. Whatever your mirrors tell you, morning and evening are farther always than your sigh for them. Light years to the nearest star, the atoms of lightning. A halo about the sun or moon, foretelling a storm. These are not matter for reverie or a kiss. States tremble when the dog star runs amiss. Your life is labyrinths, though cloud sky cry. Brid pace, crow call, sparrow, sparrow. The days confuse you ineluctably with chemical composites in your marrow. And from the spawning molecules of your blood, time rages to be understood. And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby. And this has been News from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
Don't you know that you're a grown-up?
I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it.
No. Right.